Imagine taking on the largest insurance company in the world. We have reaction today to a lava-related lawsuit filed against Lloyd's of London by Big Island resident. The eruption at Kilauea has been disrupting life in Puna for almost 3 months. So far, some 700 homes have been destroyed. Many more have been abandoned due to unsafe conditions and lack of access. Living in the lava zone is risky. Some get insurance, but many don't. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty shares the story of one family's dilemma as it tries to file a claim after paying out to Lloyd's of London over the last 6 years.
The Leilani Estates home of Philip and Lynelle Haysmer was destroyed by fire in mid-May. The property was covered through Lloyd's of London, the world's largest insurer. But 2 months later, the couple has still not received a payout on their claim. This week, the Haysmers filed suit against Lloyd's, alleging a breach of contract. Jeffrey Foster is their lawyer.
This is a company that collected, I believe if my math is correct and my conversion is correct, $44 billion in premiums last year, okay? $44 billion they collected from people. They collected millions from folks in Pune, okay? And what did the folks in Pune get for those millions of dollars in premiums? They got nothing. My clients have yet to receive $1 from Lloyd's of London, the biggest insurer in the world.
Lloyd's was one of the few options for homeowners insurance available to residents of Lava Zones 1 and 2. Russell Ruderman is the state senator representing Puna at the legislature.
So the reason we're hearing Lloyd's of London is because in Lava Zone 1 in particular, it's very difficult to get homeowners insurance. Some people are able to find that with normal carriers, and others cannot and have to go to Lloyd's of London, which is, you know, an insurer of extreme cases. And they are actually, from what I understand, not licensed as insurance company in Hawaii. So they perhaps are a little less regulated than some others. And a lot of people's policies, whether it's Lloyd's or others, have had something called a lava exclusion, because that's the only way they would give them the policy in that zone. So therefore, it becomes important whether, you know, whether it burned or was covered by lava, and if you can prove that it burned and wasn't covered by lava. Now, and in a lot of cases, people who had insurance have had trouble having it be paid for a variety of reasons. Sometimes something like this, the insurance company wants to use some loophole. In other cases, there's a lot of funny categories where some people, their home still exists, but they cannot get to it. And in the cases like that, even with some more ordinary companies, we've seen the denial of payment. So there's a lot of folks in limbo in this in regard to homeowners insurance because of a variety of these circumstances relating to lava. Some folks have a home that will never be accessible. Some folks have one that might be accessible someday. And some, of course, are gone. So that there's a range of categories. And the insurance companies aren't going to reimburse you if they can avoid it for a home that's still there. So while that's not what happened in this case, there's so many people having a variety of issues with their homeowners insurance at the time, of course, when we most desperately need them to come through for us.
Have residents experienced these type of insurance problems in previous eruptive events?
I doubt it, because there really hasn't been one. This whole Lava Zone 1 insurance concept really came along in the late 80s and the early 90s. And that's when they started having those exclusions, and there hasn't been lava inundation of homes since that time. So I think we're experiencing it for the first time now.
And have any of your constituents contacted you about issues they've experienced with insurance, homeowners, or otherwise?
Dozens, yes. It's one of the very common frustrations and questions, you know, because a lot of people are just fallen in some kind of limbo. They can't go home, and they can't prove that they can't go home. Maybe they're not allowed to get home, but their insurance company doesn't care what civil defense says. It says it's still there. So, we get contacted every day numerous times on this subject.
One point made in the Haysmers lawsuit is that Lloyd's of London is not licensed by the state to actually sell insurance in Hawaii. The company is what's known as a surplus line or non-admitted carrier. Gordon Ito is the insurance commissioner for the state of Hawaii. He explains how that limits the state's power to regulate Lloyd's.
We have what we call authorized companies that do file for a certificate of authority. They submit an application. They have to meet solvency requirements and other requirements that we require to be admitted. Lloyd's of London, within the regulatory framework, also what we call surplus lines or non-admitted, are carriers that write on excess basis, or you and I as individuals could independently procure for a surplus lines carrier. Those surplus lines carrier within the law do not have any guarantee fund protection, and there's very limited regulatory oversight that we have over surplus lines or non-admitted carriers, and Lloyd's of London is one. With respect to the LAVA exclusion, we're aware that I believe, depending on which Lloyd's syndicate or group wrote the policy, there are some Lloyd's policy that do not have that LAVA exclusion, and there are policies that have that LAVA exclusion.
And what is a LAVA exclusion?
Well, the language that I've seen basically say any loss caused directly or indirectly by LAVA would be excluded for coverage.
Okay. So that means if your house is impacted directly by LAVA, it's not covered, or even if there's a LAVA bomb hits your house or a fire gets started in the forest and then your house burns down, then you're not covered.
Well, I mean, that's what the language states, but, you know, again, well, the, you know, the insurance division does not engage in contractual interpretation. We're not the agency that makes that determination as to what's included or excluded by language within a policy.
Okay. And the lawsuit filed alleges that Lloyd's of London is not licensed to operate within the state of Hawaii. And you mentioned just a moment ago that because of the type of insurance company they are, there are fewer regulations on them here. Can you comment, are they operating lawfully in the state of Hawaii in your, as far as your office is concerned?
Well, so going back to my initial comments in terms of the application for certificate of authority, again, Lloyd's of London did not go through that certificate of authority process. So in a sense, yes, they're not licensed, but within the, again, regulatory framework, non-admitted or surplus lines companies like Lloyd's can sell policies in the state under certain conditions defined under what we call Article 8 of our insurance code. So although they're not licensed, again, within the parameters of Article 8, they can sell insurance within the state. And the two basic frameworks with respect to how someone can procure insurance from an unauthorized or surplus lines company is, one, you and I can independently procure a policy from a surplus lines company, but are not protected by any guarantee fund. So if they go insolvent, there's no guarantee fund protection. The other, as I mentioned, significant difference is that they're not subject to general regulatory provisions within our code or solvency provisions. So we have very limited, the insurance division have very limited oversight over those non-admitted companies.
And it's my understanding that Lloyd's is one of the few options available to residents in LAVA Zone 1. Can you comment on that?
Well, there's the entity called HPIA, which my understanding was riding in LAVA Zones 1 and 2. So that was their option. That option was available up to a policy limit of $350,000. But again, you know, it's an individual's choice whether to buy from HPIA or from another admitted carrier or authorized carrier. Or, you know, you can, again, independently procure surplus lines on your own under Article 8, or you can procure it through a surplus lines broker if there's, for the most part, no availability. When you refer to the term surplus lines, is a lot of times, I won't say a lot of times, but there are cases where you can get so much coverage like, for example, HPIA only limits or offers a limit, a policy limit, up to $350,000. Mm. But say your house or your home replacement value is $1 million, you know, and you want to cover the full $1 million value, then that's where we talk about surplus. It's over and above what you could get in an admitted market where that's available.
Okay. And so if for anyone out there listening who may be in this situation and they're having trouble with the with that insurance company or any other one, what should they do?
Well, they're always welcome to file, you know, a complaint with our office, and we'll do an investigation. Even though the surplus lines company has, you know, we have limited jurisdiction, I mean, under Article 8, they have to be in compliance with, you know, applicable laws in the state.
So you do still have some measure of control over them?
Very limited oversight over surplus lines carriers.
So going forward, then, if you're considering taking out a policy with one of those carriers, then it's buyer beware.
Yeah, I encourage all the consumers and homeowners or insurers to really to look and understand the difference between an authorized company and the protections, like the guarantee fund that's offered versus the unauthorized insurers and surplus lines law within our code and the limitations that we have.
Despite the challenges, not all homeowners in Pune have experienced as much difficulty getting a claim reimbursed. The East Hawaii real estate market is currently booming, with displaced residents seeking to replace destroyed homes. Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And to get help from the State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, visit the agency's insurance page at cca.hawaii.gov.